Chapter 27, Winding Down a Busy Life Program. The fact that Ellen White was growing old was no secret. Simple chronology made this evident. When the year 1912 dawned, she was in her 85th year. The marvel to acquaintances, church leaders, and her family was her ability to continue to produce. In early January she wrote, "There will be one more book, that dealing with the Old Testament history from the time of David to the time of Christ, prophets and kings. The material for this book has been written, and is on file, but is not yet put into shape. When this book is completed, I shall feel that my work is finished. Yet I can hold my pen as firmly today as I have done in years past." Book production pressed hard because of the awareness that her years were running out. She followed with keen interest the developments at the new medical college in Loma Linda, insisted, in fact, on being there for major administrative meetings in the spring and fall. She entertained the hope of traveling east once again to take part in evangelistic work in the city of Portland, Maine, and she was ready to accept speaking appointments at nearby churches. This was on condition that if, on the day of the appointment, she lacked the strength for the effort, either W.C. White or D.E. Robinson would take the pulpit. "She is trying to grow old gracefully," wrote her son, "and she is succeeding much better than I thought it possible. She accepts the fact that she is growing old in a very sensible, philosophical way." WCW to AGD, August 26, 1912. But growing old she was, and William wrote to Edson on February 18, saying, "Mother is gradually growing weaker. She cannot read as constantly as heretofore, and she writes but little. Mother sometimes speaks of going to Portland this summer. But Sarah and I are hoping that you will come to California in May or June, and that this will present to Mother abundant reason for not planning to go east this summer." This was written just 3 days after Ellen White had signed her last will and testament, a document that held considerable significance.